You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And in the show, we always have two different parts. The second part is a shamanic ritual in which you're very much invited to share an energy. And this energy is very beneficial for pulling you out of all the things that captured your attention and draw all this attention back to the wide open space and peace that you actually are. Because that's what you are. It's not something you can achieve, you can create, you should do something for. No, it's the core of your being. The only thing is, although it's the core of our being, which means all the time, right now, this moment too, we're busy with something else. And then we don't notice it. In all this work, I think what you try to do is not to do something out of the ordinary. No, I think you try to do very ordinary things. In the sense of all the things you can do for your, to help yourself, so to say, are always things which are already like that. You cannot invent a technique. The only thing you can do is look how does the universe function. And you see certain patterns, certain mechanisms, and you can, you could say you can elevate the same principle. You can love your dog, you can love your wife, you can love God. It's love on different levels. And in that sense, you know, we are co-creators of our world. It's not that we start implying new techniques, doing something which is not there. No, of course not. You cannot do something which is not there. You can only utilize what's there, but use it in a conscious and different way. Because right now, we are not conscious what's happening. We are not conscious how we co-create and our own universe. And the more you become conscious of that and you get some grip, so to speak, on this mechanism, you will see that, you know, the universe carries itself. You don't have to do it. We always have the feeling we have to do, we have to. If we don't give it attention, it won't happen. If we don't, that's not the case. Everything just happens. That's why I always say, just look at your thoughts. It looks like you are thinking, like you are actually doing something, creating thought. Well, you're not. If you just look, and I mean look without comments, inside, just observe, you will see that you are not making these thoughts at all. They pop up in you. The only thing is when you get into them, it becomes you. Because everything you give attention, you become. You could say you get into it. And when you're into it, it's you, isn't it? And that's how we create, co-create our universe all the time. But in general, we're not conscious of that, of this mechanism. Because we are always looking at the same thing. So what we try to do here is, with the talks and but also with the energetic work, is trying to give you that impulse that draws you a little bit out of this identification. Because as long as we are that identified, we are part of that story. You know, like this, as what I said, like when you hear a voice in your head, an angry voice, and you get into it, you become angry. The little story becomes your little story. And once it's your story, yes, of course, everything is like that. You know, and we took on all these attitudes, the basic attitudes we all took on in our very early youth. It's what your mommy and your papi just showed you. What is the world? How to deal with the world? What's a good thing? What's a bad thing? How should you be? How should the world be? How should I behave? What should I have? What sort of person should I be? What are the values? It's program. And the funny thing is, not even our own program. We've been programmed like that. And as long as you're in these programs, the universe stays for you a little bit like that. Because you keep on looking like that. That's why everything appears in the same way. So I think the freedom you can gain for yourself is utilizing these natural things, because it's natural. What you focus on, you become. But the only thing is, we do it in a rather silly way. Start focusing on something else and you become something else. It's simple like that. And I think if you try to do that, you try to focus on something else. I personally think that the best thing you can do is focus on being here and now. Not on another thought, on another beautiful idea, on your ideal, on your wish, on more money, more success, more. Because you can observe that your whole universe is in duality. There is no joy without pain. There is no black without white. There is no day without night. So that's why I say, he who prays for peace prays for war. Because the whole concept of peace only exists next to the concept of war. So if you try to get one side of the medal, so to speak, and that's what we try to do all day long, that's also the difficulty with creating your own reality and, visualize whatever you want to have, and, if you put enough energy in, it will become. But first of all, you don't know what you really wish for. Plus, we never see the consequence of things. It's the same, it's like being in love. When you are in love, the other person is, the closest thing to God. And wanting one side always automatically invokes the other side. Your work for riches must create, how do you call it, poor. Somebody or somewhere or sometime should get poor, because one thing does not exist without the other. And if you look at the world scale, that's very clear. Our riches are paid by all the poor guys on the rest of the planet. That's the consequence. But when you live, for instance, this is a very nice example, because when you live in the Western society and we live in all this wealth, because we are incredibly rich, just look at all the stuff we have, man. It becomes your mindsetting. We are observing the universe from it angle. We think that's the way it should be. That's the natural way of for us to perceive the universe. And then you can't see what the consequence is. So in all this work, you try to withdraw your attention to a point in which you are not attached to one thing or the other. Because you have to be in the middle, in the here and now. What I said, I think, two shows back about the Axis Mundi, the world axis, the Kundalini, this energy flow. If to be free, you should be in this axis. You should be in the Kundalini stream. You should not be in the chakras. The chakras, you have these seven energy points. Well, these are the levels of existence. Survival, sexuality, all these levels of existence. And in general, we are identified. We are stuck somewhere in this field of experiencing life. And then we're stuck there. And then we only can perceive life from that angle. So in all this work, you try to dissolve that. That's why I shake a rattle and bang a drum, is to energetically help you to shake you loose from that. Because it's just identification. We just got into, you could say, an inner picture. Just into a concept, into a thought. It's not reality. It becomes reality. And all day long, our attention gets caught by things. Every few seconds. And every few seconds, we flow along with that what comes. So all the time, we create this, all the time. And all these things are all from a certain angle, on a deeper level, from a certain angle. It's still looking from that angle you learned in your youth. And everything you tell yourself on the inside, all this talking to yourself, if you listen well, you will see that it's explaining the universe to you all the time. This is good, this is bad, this is this, this is that. It's explaining the universe and your relation to what you perceive in the universe. Everything you hear, everything you imagine, is always from this angle you already had. You know, but if I am angry, if I am angry, everything I can think of is, well, not too happy. Yeah. So when you're stuck into this very deep programming, and everybody is in this stuck in this youth programming, you keep on seeing the universe in the same way, and you keep on repeating to yourself that, well, that's the way you should perceive it, and that's the way it is. And as long as you acknowledge it, yeah, it appears in the same way, because you tell yourself what it is. It's not necessarily true. As I said before, I can think my neighbor is an annoying man and his wife loves him. So says nothing about my neighbor. Says something about his wife, says something about me, about how we perceive him. And that, in my opinion, is the only little point within yourself where there is actual freedom. Because when you're attached, when you are attached to an idea, when you get into an idea, the idea of being rich, that you have to get rich, you already set a course. You already are going one direction. And that will shape consequences. So I think in order to live in a harmonious way, because I think what everybody in the end is looking for is peace, harmony, contentment, love, the basic things, just the basic things in life. And we do all sort of things in order to get that feeling. I know we want to be a CEO from a big company because that gives us a feeling of worth and, it's luxury and riches. But nothing wrong with it if you happen to be in that position. But we try to fulfill all these feelings, through that sort of action. And the more you stay in the middle, the less attached you are to all these ideas about how this should be and what you should be in order to get this feeling. The more liberty you have, the more freedom you have, the more space for experience there is, the more harmonious you are. Because when you believe that you have to be rich and you need a big car in order to have self-worth and to be worth it or whatever, if you can get that feeling, that same feeling from something else, or maybe from letting go of that thought, that creates enormous freedom, because then you don't have to work 80 hours a week. But that's very difficult. For instance, if you grew up and you grew up with the idea that you have to be successful in order to be a worthy person, when that's your basic programming, that will rule your life. But if you can let go of that feeling, you will be content. You will feel worthy without making all that effort. There's nothing wrong with making an effort, but it just depends for what you make an effort. So the less you are attached to that programming, the more freedom there is. And you get less attached by not listening to what you tell yourself. That's why I always tell people, focus your attention on body perception. Just feel your feet on the ground, for instance. Because if you don't use that as an anchor for your attention will be with all the nonsense you tell yourself. Is all this repeatance in your head the same? And it keeps acknowledging it. So the choice is easy. Either you give attention to being here and now, because your feet on the ground, right now, right here, there they are, is here and now. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's in peace. Giving attention to that will bring you to peace. Not because your feet are peaceful, no, because you withdraw attention to the non-peace, to all this excitement and all this running and grabbing, and you cannot see that until this whole mechanism comes a little bit to rest. And then you start seeing that you create all these things yourself. That was one of the very big revelations for me when I started doing this work. We create all these things ourselves. We do it. If you have problems, yeah, sorry to say, but we do that ourselves. Not consciously, but unconsciously. Because, just look, all the time you get into the same feeling. You get into the same thought. And that they pop up, you cannot help. No, of course not. But you don't have to get into them. And the less you get into it, the more you're free. Free in the sense of not attached to that feeling. Not being identified with that feeling. Because then it will become your feeling. And that's not so nice, is it? So it's very, very simple. What we try to do within this work is utilizing that what is here. How the universe already functions. The only thing is you start doing that consciously. And that creates a total different outcome, of course. So all these things, inner peace, harmony, all these special abilities sort of things, is not far away. No, not at all. The only thing is, let go of your daily, I should say, what you're busy with all day long in the inside. The more you withdraw your attention from that, the more different things you will see. More possibilities. More opportunity. More harmony. I think it's worth it because it brings harmony in your life. And when you're more in harmony, your environment will be more in harmony. Because it's your world. You observe all day long your world. So when you start looking at the world in a harmonious way, in a loving way, in a peaceful way, and you do that by not being so attached to your world, then your world becomes a beautiful world. Becomes a harmonious world, a peaceful world. Because everything is in the way we look. And that's why I'm going to do and perform a ritual for you right now. Just sit down, close your eyes. Don't think of it, just open up. You don't have to experience something specific or special. Just open up, and the energy of this ritual will help you, will shake you loose from all these things that have captured our attention, and will dissolve these things, and then you find yourself back as the peace that you are. It's very simple. Very direct. All right. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm hoping that you're here again next week. And have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.